Media blame Trump after Democrats pressured Wayne County canvassers to change vote. By Joel B. Polak on December 22, 2023. The media are abuzz Friday with a story about how President Donald Trump pressured two Republican canvassers in Michigan's Wayne County not to certify 2020 election results. When the truth was the opposite, Democrats pushed the canvassers to switch. The Detroit News reported Thursday evening that there was audio of Trump speaking by phone to the Republican canvassers, urging them to hold the line amid questions about discrepancies between the number of absentee ballots cast and those counted. The revelation of the contents of the call with the former president comes as he faces four counts of criminal conspiracy to defraud the United States and its voters of the rightful outcome of the election. Efforts to prevent certification of Democrat Joe Biden's 154,000 vote victory in Michigan are an integral part of the indictment, the Detroit News reported. But the truth is the opposite. The Republican canvassers were pressured by Democrats to switch their vote, and did so, as Breitbart News reported at the time. The Republican canvassers caved after withering attacks from Democrat activists. Ned Staler, whose Twitter profile said he lives in Ann Arbor, not even in Wayne County, assailed the two Republicans on the board. Wayne County Board of Canvassers, two Republican members voted not to certify the ballots. Public comment is now open and it is intense. People calling board members racist. This is commenter Ned Staler, pic.twitter.com/csdlxcdxt. Jennifer Ann Wilson, at Jenna Wills, November 17, 2020. Just know when you try to sleep tonight, that millions of people around the world now on Twitter know the name Monica Palmer and William Hartman, he said, referring to the two Republican canvassers, as two people completely racist and without an understanding of what integrity means or a shred of human decency. The law's not on your side. History won't be on your side, he declared. It is not illegal to challenge election results. Democrats have done so in each recent presidential election won by a Republican. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.